All right, welcome to another deep dive. And today we're going to get into something that I think a lot of people struggle with, honestly. Finding the right psychologist.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. And specifically, we are talking about Venice, Florida today.
Yeah.
So if you are in Venice, Florida and looking for a psychologist, you sent this to us, actually.
You're right.
Davenport Psychology.
Yeah, they won an award, too.
Yeah, 2023 Best of Venice Award for, well, Best Psychologist.
Yeah, but like,
which is great.
It's a good sign, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
Oh,
right.
No. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to deep dive into Davenport Psychology. We're going to see, you know, what's on their website. They've got a good website. See, you know, what information is there. And maybe, since this is from their website, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, of course.
But there's some interesting things. There are a few psychologists on staff.
Multiple approaches.
Yeah, different approaches. They specialize in some interesting areas, so we'll get into that.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, when we're looking at this, I mean, I'm already seeing right here Dr. Charles R. Davenport, founder over 20 years experience. And he specializes in CBT and relational psychodynamic therapy.
Two big words.
So what is CBT?
CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. It's pretty popular, actually.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main ideas is, like, it's a very practical approach looking at the connection between, like, your thoughts and your feelings and your behaviors.
Okay.
So essentially it gives you, like, tools and stuff to challenge, like, unhelpful thought patterns and develop healthier coping mechanisms.
So, like, if you're in that thought spiral, negative thought spiral,
yeah.
It gives you the tools to kind of get out of that.
Recognize it and then do something about it.
Yeah. Okay. And then relational psychodynamic therapy. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. It's a little more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
That one looks at how your past relationships and experiences can influence you today.
Okay.
Especially from childhood. So, you know, your thoughts, feelings, interactions today.
So it's looking at how those patterns, maybe from your childhood, are playing out in your current life.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I see here he also, this is Dr. Davenport, he works with individuals who are gifted, learning disabled, or both.
That's interesting.
Why is that significant?
I mean, it's a very specific niche, right?
Yeah.
But it speaks to Dr. Davenport's ability to kind of tailor the therapy to individual needs, you know, thinking outside the box.
And I think, you know, someone might see gifted or learning disabled and think, oh, that doesn't apply to me. But I feel like working with that range of individuals must require someone to be really adaptable in their approach.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, maybe I don't identify as gifted or learning disabled, but I can see how that would make him very good at recognizing different needs and, you know, addressing those.
Different ways of learning, thinking. Yeah.
Exactly.
Meeting people where they are.
Cool. Okay, so that's Dr. Davenport. But there are also three other psychologists on staff, Dr. Gohill, Dr. Sanchez, and Dr. Downs. So they have quite a diverse team there, it looks like.
Yeah, which is a benefit for potential clients.
Yeah.
Because there's more options, you know.
Right. Different approaches.
Different expertise. So Dr. Gohill, for example, he does Christian counseling.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be a good option for somebody who's, you know, looking for that. Someone who wants to bring their faith into it.
To have that as part of their therapeutic process.
Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling like, oh, I've got to kind of separate that.
Right. Having someone who aligns with your values, right?
Yeah.
And then we have Dr. Sanchez. Her approach is all about hope and joy.
Okay. Now, how does that work? Is it just like being really positive?
I mean, it's more nuanced than just thinking positive thoughts. It's like helping clients identify their strengths,
okay,
what they're good at,
yeah,
the resources they already have, and then building upon that. So even when things are tough, they can have that sense of agency, possibility.
So it's about finding that inner strength.
Mm-hmm. Resilience.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And then Dr. Downs.
Dr. Downs specializes in children and adolescents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's good. Shows that they are committed to serving like a wide range of ages.
That's fantastic because therapy for a child or a teenager is going to look very different than therapy for an adult.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Different needs.
Okay. So it seems like, you know, they've got like the award, the Best of Venice Award. They've got a pretty diverse team of specialists. But I'm also wondering about like the practical stuff. Like, does their website say anything about, you know, fees or insurance or anything like that?
Well, that's a great question. And it doesn't look like it does, actually.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you you see pictures of like a really nice vacation spot,
uh-huh,
you know, and you're like, oh, I want to go there. But then you're like, well, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
how much is this going to cost?
Right. Can I even afford to get there?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like we see all this good stuff, you know,
yeah.
awards and experience. But then we're like, well, what about the nitty gritty, like the fees, the insurance coverage, even like the clinic's atmosphere, you know?
Yeah.
What's it like in there?
Right. Like, I want to know, is it like calming? Is it like sterile and clinical? Like that would matter to me.
Yeah, those are all things you want to consider.
Definitely. And it's making me realize that like finding the best psychologist isn't just about like credentials or awards. It's about finding the best fit for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because therapy, it's a very personal journey.
Yeah.
You know, and the relationship you have with your therapist is so important. You want to feel understood, supported, but also challenged. So you can grow and heal.
Right. So it sounds like, yeah, the Best of Venice Award, good starting point.
It's social proof, but it doesn't tell us everything.
No, definitely not. And that's why I guess it's so important to, you know, do your research, maybe talk to the psychologist before you commit to anything.
100%. Yeah.
Now, I'm also seeing here on the website, they list all these different areas of focus. They've got sports psychology, couples counseling, individual therapy. They even have parent coaching. And psychological testing.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. So I'm kind of curious how these different things, like how they work together.
Right.
Or if they even do.
Well, I think that kind of speaks to what we were talking about earlier about a multifaceted practice.
Okay.
So, for example, you might not immediately connect sports psychology with couples counseling.
Right.
But you can imagine a psychologist who has that expertise might be able to help couples who are struggling with, like, competition within their relationship.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Or maybe like how they support each other, you know,
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
And then how about psychological testing? Because I always think of that as like, oh, are they going to diagnose me with something?
Yeah. A lot of people think that.
Yeah. But is there more to it than that?
Definitely. Psychological testing, it can help us understand things like learning styles, personality traits, emotional patterns. And those things can be really helpful in therapy. You know, if you're struggling with certain challenges, it can give you a deeper understanding of why.
So it's not just about labeling someone. It's about understanding, like, their strengths and challenges.
Exactly.
Okay. So it seems like, yeah, this whole deep dive, it's really showing how there's a lot more to think about than just like, oh, what are their awards?
Yeah. It's not just about the surface level stuff.
Yeah. It's about, like, who are these people and what do they do?
And more importantly, is it a good fit for you?
Right.
You know, because awards and expertise are great, but what really matters is, does this psychologist align with your needs, your preferences, your goals?
Absolutely. So as we kind of wrap up this exploration of Davenport psychology, I'm wondering, what are some questions that we should be asking ourselves as we kind of evaluate this information and, you know, maybe even look at other options?
That's a great point. We've talked about what the website tells us, but let's think about what it doesn't tell us.
Okay.
So, for example, are you comfortable with Dr. Davenport's approach, the CBT and the psychodynamic therapy? Or would you prefer someone who focuses on one or the other?
Right.
And do any of the other psychologists, like their areas of expertise, do they stand out to you? Do they kind of resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
And how important is it to have a psychologist who shares your faith?
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Or your spiritual beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things to consider.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, like the awards and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it really does come down to what feels right for you.
Your gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like choosing a coach or a mentor.
Yeah.
You want someone you trust, who understands your goals, who can challenge you in a way that feels supportive, who can help you grow.
And it's okay to like shop around.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, have consultations with a few different psychologists before you commit.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
In your well-being.
Exactly. It's like, you know, the website gives us kind of like a snapshot.
Yeah, the highlights.
Yeah. But I wonder, what are some questions? Like, if you were talking to a potential therapist, you know, on the phone or in person, what are some questions you could ask to really figure out if they're a good fit?
Yeah. You want to go beyond the surface.
Yeah.
Right. So you could ask, like, what's your experience treating, you know, the kind of issues I'm dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, how do you tailor your approach to, like, different people? Or even just, like, what are your strengths and limitations as a therapist? Be upfront about that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a job interview in a way. Like, you're both trying to see if it's a good match.
Exactly. You're looking for someone you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, someone you trust.
Mm-hmm.
To guide you.
Yeah. So thinking back to Davenport Psychology, it seems like a pretty good option, you know? Mm. They got the award, they got the diverse team, but it definitely sounds like there's a lot more to consider.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And don't forget, they're just one option, right?
All right.
In Venice, Florida. There are others. Oh. So you might find, you know, someone else who's an even better fit.
Yeah, explore those options.
Don't be afraid to shop around.
Exactly. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here into finding a psychologist in Venice, Florida, what are some key takeaways, you know, that you really want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest thing is don't just go by awards or online reviews. Look at their experience, their specializations. Look at the approaches they use. And then ask yourself, like, does this resonate with me? You know, does this feel right?
And reach out. Ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is your mental health we're talking about.
Don't be shy.
Yeah? You deserve to find someone who you feel good about.
Yeah, it's an investment.
Yeah.
You're investing in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a journey. Self-discovery, growth, healing, and having the right guide can make a world of difference.
Very well said. Well, thank you so much for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
We hope this has given you some, you know, useful information as you navigate this sometimes tricky world of finding the right psychologist.
Good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck. Take your time. Trust your gut. And, you know, really prioritize finding that psychologist who understands you and supports you.
To better mental health.
To better mental health. All right. Until next time, happy searching.